But what we're going to do is I'm going to have you read the opening poem.
Yeah.
As per usual. And I'm just going to play the theme song live.
Okay.
You won't hear it. But yeah. I'm just going to do it live. We're going to do it all live.
Okay.
And I'm going to see how it goes. Because God dang it, I don't want to edit. So...
Man, but last time I was on the show, you had to edit the crap.
I edited it like crazy. So this time, we're going to do a tight 30. Tight 30, and we're out. Talking about the Bears. So warm it up. Unique New York. All right. So if this sounds weird, everyone, just know that I mean well and have a good time. All right. So whenever you're ready, Mr. Mark.
When cubs start to twitch or to scratch or to nibble, what they need is some help, not a lecture or quibble.
Welcome back to Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast. I'm your host, Phil Gonzalez, and today we are talking about nubbins. Nothing but nubbins. Have you got opinions on nubbins? Well, we've got answers for your questions about nubbins and what happens when you nibble on them or nibble something toward them. And to answer all of your nibbling questions and your nubbling questions and your nothing else questions is a returning champion, Mr. Mark Sweeney. Hello, Mark.
Hello, Phil.
How's it going?
It's going well. How are you doing?
Good. I'm good. I'm great.
Uh-huh.
We are talking about bears. We are talking about...
Bad Habits.
Berenstain Bears and the Bad Habit. It is a book from 1986, written by Stan and Jan Berenstain. And why are you here to talk about the Berenstain Bears and the Bad Habit?
Phil, I believe you invited me back because I have a very distinct memory of this of this book. As you remember, when I was on the Bearcast last, I spoke about my time at a local amusement park performing as a bear. Well, on rainy days, we would, because the bears could not get wet, because we were made of a very...
No multiplier.
Yeah. That's correct. No, I believe that's the Gremlins, Phil. We brought the kids under...
Because this is 1986. Where do the Berenstain Bears fall in the Gremlins, Ghoulies, Critters, Munchies, Hobgoblins line? Like, where do they fall in that? Because this is around that time.
Right. Well, there would be post-Gremlins.
Mm-hmm. Everyone wanted a piece of that pie.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But that's actually not a plot point in this book, Phil.
Nope.
But as I was saying, it's a book we would read during rainy days.
You would read them at rainy days.
To the kids. I don't remember myself in particular reading this book, but I definitely spent some time as a friend of Papa.
We've all spent some time as a friend of Papa. At some point in your life, you get to that. He's a friend of Papa.
You know what I mean. Listening to this book. And I think the line that will forever be imprinted in my brain is that Sister Bear nibbled her nails down to nubbins. And I just was just able to revisit this book, and it is certainly obsessed with the word nibble.
Nibble.
Like, yes.
It uses nibble a lot. Not.
It says the phrase nibble down to nubbins like twice on the same page, maybe.
Yeah. So it sticks out.
But then it uses the word nibble maybe about 12 times in about 3 pages, 3 to 4 pages. It gets excessive.
Well, I know this book not as well as some other Berenstain Bear books. It's not one that always like ends up in rotation a lot, but it's one of the few that I feel like, not few, I mean, okay. It's one of the ones that that lays out like a very specific plan, like how to solve your problem. Like, not just like... It doesn't offer vague platitudes. It offers like a plan of action that the parents,
it's true,
the parents institute, and we will get to the origins of that plan of habit at the end of the episode. I just wanted you to get ready.
Oh, get you ready. Know, you have some inside information.
I have some inside baseball.
Wow, Well, I'm really fascinated because I'm not sure if I agree with the plan of action.
Oh, we'll find out. But part of the inside baseball, and I don't know a whole lot about sports, so I assume I'm using that term correctly.
100%.
Is that I was curious, if you look at the cover of this book, it looks really weird. You have Papa and Mama and brother standing around sister who's been seated on some kind of shame log, and she's nibbling her fingers, but the bear's faces look really weird.
Well, they look very angry.
Their eyes are cross, huge. Kind of. They have enormous eyebrows, like, and they're drawn in a way I have never seen the bears drawn, and I have never seen the sense. And I actually wrote to Mike Berenstain. I was like, I'm confused about this picture. I don't understand why the bears look so weird. And he wrote back, regarding the cover of Bad Habit, now that I look at it, you're right. The drawing of the characters is a bit odd, but I don't have an explanation for it. All the covers of the 8x8s in this period were done entirely by Stan and Jan. Later, of course, I worked on them too. I can only guess they were trying to comically exaggerate how irritated the family is with sister's nail-biting habits. My parents, especially Stan, would sometimes revert to their early zany cartoon style. And then I'll read, it may be helpful to view my father to a certain extent as a cartoonist hiding out as a children's book author.
Huh. I think also it kind of looks like it's actually more in sister's mind. I feel like, you know, the nail biting kind of comes from a nervous habit, and it's kind of how she might think they're viewing her. Also, there's kind of a very vague yellow background, and you don't really know where they are.
Yeah, we are trapped in some sort of nebulous other world. So maybe in her, like, maybe in her imagination, when she thinks of her parents as severe or judging, she imagines Papa with a big chin and Mama with enormous eyes and brother with this almost Grinch-esque.
Yeah, and you never really see the family outside of the house in this particular book, other than Brother Bear. And there are some scenes when she is out in the woods, and we'll get to those later.
Also on this cover, Papa's legs are 1 foot high because his knees are barely off the ground and his crotch is one and a half feet off the ground.
It's true. You might kind of see the same thing happening with Mama.
Yeah, it's almost like they have like dog legs or some kind of like backward mammal legs. I don't know. So again, Sister Dreams darkly. And so we go on to the story. So what happens in this story?
Well, essentially, Sister Bear is working her way up the school totem pole. She had a lot of fun in kindergarten.
Do you work your way up a totem pole? I thought the point of the totem pole was that it's just like...
That cliche was terrible.
It wasn't even a cliche.
She's... working her way through school. Yes. Let's just say that. Mm-hmm. So Sister Bear's working her way through school. She breezed through kindergarten. But now that first grade has started, she's actually starting to, it appears, learn subjects that she's not as familiar with. Mm-hmm. And much like some of the other kids in Teacher Jane's class, she has developed a nervous habit.
Well, there's four habits. Mm-hmm. Four habits, and
Lizzie
I will
twirled her
let's
firm.
Well, let's read. Let's sure. read these. I'll read one, and then you read the next, okay. And then I'll read one, and then you read the next. Here we go. Also, we haven't been introduced to Lizzie yet, so this is
Lizzie Bruin.
Lizzie Bruin. We haven't read her book yet, where she gets introduced.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know what's going on with that. So anyway, Lizzie twirled her fur. Twirl, twirl, twirl.
Freddy scratched his head. Scratch, scratch, scratch.
Norman sucked his thumb. Suck, suck, suck.
And Sister nibbled her nails. Nibble, 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 nibble.
We don't know who Norman is. Freddy is not Cousin Fred, so I guess Stan and Jan just assume that any kid named Freddy has glasses. Because Cousin Fred is in Brother's class. So.
She gets four nibbles.
She gets four nibbles.
Gets three habits.
One for each finger.
Oh, do bears have four fingers?
I'm looking at the picture on the next page.
I believe she has five fingers.
I'm not counting the thumb.
Oh, okay.
I'm not counting the thumb. The thumb, as anyone who's a nail biter knows, you save the thumb for later. Like, because that's the big one. Like, you let that one get... Oh. That's one... That's for heavy days.
So you have a history?
Mm-hmm. Your four main fingers are for just general anxiety. And that thumb is for, like, I've got issues to work through. So...
Okay. That's very helpful.
I'm a nail biter. My nails hurt. In fact, what happens to sister's nails?
You practically don't have any nails.
No, not this week.
I would say that you possibly nibbled them down to nubbins.
Oh, where would you get that expression from?
Well, in fact, the next page. In fact, she nibbled them down so far that some of her fingers were getting sore. Oh, wait, the sentence before says, before she knew it, she had nibbled them down to nubbins.
Nubbins. And you look at these nails, and they are indeed nubbins. Remember, the bears have, like, long nails, like claws. Mm-hmm. Typically, that's how they're drawn. Mm-hmm. And so, like, what we see is just stumps. They're just these claw stumps or nubbins.
The next page, you can clearly see Mama's long nails.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mama's worried. She even uses the expression.
She says, oh, you're nibbled. Oh, dear. You've nibbled your nails down to nubbins. In fact, you've nibbled them clean off. How did it happen?
I'm not exactly sure. Oh, we're not continuing. She doesn't know how she did it. She doesn't know how she nibbled them off. But they put Band-Aid or tape on them.
Put medicine on the sore ones and bits of adhesive tape on all of them. Remind you not to nibble.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next page, say nibble a few more times.
And we see a little bear technology. We see the TV, which is a dial TV. We haven't seen much of their, like... oh, this is just a Modern Family setup. So we're getting more and more into the, they've got television. They probably are getting HBO at some point. But she's dialing the television, sign of the times. Did you ever have a dial television?
Oh, most certainly.
Yeah, I had one in my bedroom.
I was about to say the same. I had one in my bedroom because mm-hmm. it was like the last dial TV and it made its way up to my bedroom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Not the last one.
What? No, I would. Yeah.
Yeah, in the family.
How did that end up there? Where? Someone stole the TV from the museum.
I think it was the Nintendo TV for a while.
A Nintendo TV?
No, just the TV we plugged the Nintendo into.
Oh, I see. Well, sister is finding it hard to write with tape. She's finding it hard to dial channel 39 or whatever on the UHF dial. She's finding it hard to scratch her bottom. And her Jax playing is driven her to... distract.
She couldn't get any higher than Toosies, Phil.
She looks like she can't get any higher than the Grateful Dead in that picture. Her eyes are... She's completely dilated at this point.
Yeah, the ball appears to be floating in space.
I think she actually looks like she's levitating it with her mind. I can't use my hands, so I'm having to expand my telekinetic abilities. Yeah, it's a strange little picture of sister. And then
here comes quite the moment. Does this happen in other books? Do the tiny animals interact?
Well, we established in the last episode that she's still interacting with her forest friends. They helped her memorize her play.
Oh, okay.
And like they were a captive audience, like literally a captive audience, because we established that all intelligent clothed animals have moved out of Bear Country. The ones that are left have kind of had to submit to the fact that they are lesser beings, even though they're obviously able to talk and point and communicate.
Right.
They kind of have to. So when they are even mocking one of the ruling class.
Yeah.
Things have gotten bad. And she looks humiliated.
I wonder why squirrels think bears wearing tape is so funny. Just a deeper thought.
I think squirrels may think a lot of things are funny. And artistic parallel, though, because they shows a bunch of the kids basically doing the same thing as the squirrels.
Oh, I see now.
Yep.
Don't be...
A squirrel.
The squirrel.
Yep. Be the... Bear.
Be the better bear.
Mm-hmm. That should have been the title of this book. We could have ended it on this page. Be the better bear.
Be the better bear. Well, but this is, speaking of bears, this is when you meet Lindsay Bruin. Lizzie Bruin, excuse me.
Wait, but that's a different Lizzie Bruin.
Is it?
Well, Lizzie Bruin traditionally, I think, wears a green headband in a different outfit.
Oh.
This
is proto-Bruin.
I don't know. I'm trying to go in order, but we haven't done the Berenstain Bears Trouble with Friends yet, and that's where she meets Lizzie Bruin.
Okay.
But maybe this is a different Lizzie Bruin. You know, maybe it's a common name. They're all named after bears to one degree or another. But what does she do? She gets so embarrassed that she...
throws out her tape.
And then she...
forgets about her habit and just goes at it, nibbling.
Man, she's at it again. Nibble.
Look at that side... Can we just admire that side glance happening from Brother Bear on the...
Yeah.
He's just giving her the eye.
He's giving her the side
eye. Whole way home.
Look at that. He can't even talk to her. He can't even bring himself to talk to her.
Right. I was reading this. I'm like, why isn't he talking to her?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then.
You don't want to talk to someone with a mouth full of blood and nails.
Mm.
Fingernails.
Right. Yeah.
The other nails, too. But
and he says, you're going to have to cut it out because you'll become a full-time nail biter.
Yeah. And Mama's got a.
Habit.
So sister goes nigh catatonic again, and she I don't know what is happening to her. Brother is also looking kind of crazy in the picture, but Mama says it's tough to break a habit like nail biting, and sister says, what is a habit? And they actually give a really good explanation.
That was the part I was just performing. Habit, what is a habit?
And what does Mama say?
That's a good question. Come along while I plant these tulip bulbs.
They're not beets. Mm-hmm. I don't know why she would have
Grizzly
a box.
Grizzly Grand sent over. We'll talk about it. And she says, a habit is something you do so often that you don't even have to think about it. Habits are a very important part of our lives, and most of them are good, like brushing your teeth and combing your fur when you get up in the morning and looking both ways before you cross a road. But some habits aren't so good. I think that's a really important point right there.
Yep.
That they said habits are good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you want habits in your life. Like, right. You don't want to have to, like, think about everything when you do it.
It's true.
Getting up, going to the bathroom.
Paying your bills
should be a habit. Talking to your friends.
Yeah, that could be a good habit and a bad habit, you know?
Mm-hmm. Is that they're bad friends.
Yeah, but also, you know, talking to them at inappropriate times.
Like in the bathroom.
In the middle of class. Oh, yeah. Or in a bathroom.
On the phone in a bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Don't talk to your friends on a phone in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. My phone started ringing in the bathroom today. I'd usually turn the ringer off, but I had it up in case I got a call. Mm-hmm. And it started ringing. And it's a funny ring.
Yeah.
And I was embarrassed. Because it was in my pocket, but it was still just like, funny ring.
Do you think it's a habit for people to answer the phone in the bathroom? I mean, do you think they're unaware that they're doing it?
I think I did not answer the phone in the bathroom. But I think it is a habit, because I would never do that. But I think it is I just turned it off. But I think it is a habit to be on your phone. I think you develop the habit when there's like a lull in the conversation or you're not doing anything to pull out your phone and just start like checking it.
Yeah.
That's a bad habit, I think. Because
I think so too. I think a lot of bad habits are related to nervousness, insecurity.
And a lot of good habits are related to,
what is that, Phil?
Responsibility. I don't know. I was hoping you would finish the sentence.
I think it's positive recognition of positive reward. I don't know.
Positive reinforcement, is that a word?
Yeah, it is.
Good. But it's not just that. It's also the wheelbarrow thing that Mama says.
She says
that really impresses me.
Sort of like this patch. I've wheeled this barrel over it so many times that it's worn a deep rut right down the middle, and it keeps getting deeper every time I use it. Why? It's so deep now that I can't get out of it without a little help.
See, to me, that's a great illustration.
It's a great metaphor.
Of what a habit is. It's a visual metaphor. It describes what you mean by being in a rut. And usually I think of being in a rut as like not – I understand that being in a rut is related to something that's habitual. Mm-hmm. But I never thought of like having a bad habit like chewing your nails as being in a rut. Like, usually when I think of someone as being in a rut, it's like, oh, I'm just so sick of my job, or, oh, this has become just, like, monotonous. Like, I'm not pursuing my creative endeavors. I'm really in a rut. I wouldn't say like I'm biting my nails so much. I'm really in a rut. But it works like as a metaphor, like because you need help to get out of this.
You need to work your way out of it.
Out of this deep rut.
You need
rut.
A plan to get out of the rut.
And do they come up with a plan?
Yes, they do, Phil. There is another plan.
They waffle a little bit about bulbs and stuff.
That's true.
It's some nice illustrations, I'll say, during all this. You get to see Mama's wheelbarrow. You get to see her, like, working in the garden with Sister. You get to see Sister acting like a little kid. They do a really nice job of just having the bears, like, be engaged in something while they're talking. It's nice. It's nice drawings. I really like them. I like seeing Mama work that shovel.
Yeah, and then they go and talk to Papa about it.
Yeah, he's like, I can scream at her.
Yeah, he kind of has some bad ideas. He doesn't necessarily say scream. Well, he does. He says, I can threaten her, essentially.
I could read the riot act to her. Nail biting is an outrageous, disgraceful habit. And if you don't stop it immediately. And Mama gets like, no, don't.
Yeah.
Don't scream at her. You're just going to make her more anxious.
But they come up with a plan.
Yeah.
And Papa said, perhaps some sort of reward would help. A bit of money. Let's say a dime for every day she doesn't bite her nails. Was that a good Papa?
That was a good Papa.
Thanks. So before Mama could answer, Sister Bear's like, that's a great idea. A dime. Oh, my goodness. And she thinks about all the money she could have.
Yeah.
If she would stop nibbling her nails.
But she doesn't get any money.
She doesn't.
It doesn't work. Like,
it doesn't work. Because the idea is that they're going to reward her after the fact. Is that right, Phil? Yeah.
So Mama.
Mama decides to call Gran.
Yeah. Grizzly Gran, who we haven't spent too much time with. I don't know if we've heard of Grizzly Gran. We haven't really seen her do much as a character. So this is like the first time we're getting some real advice from Gran.
She's a wise woman. She plays checkers.
She does.
That's all I'm... She wears a shawl like a gran. That's all I'm gathering here.
She wears a shawl. She wears a little like handkerchief on her head. She wears square glasses, which mean old. She wears a house dress like Mama. Not just like Mama's, but as Mama does. And she offers a little bit of advice.
She says, give Sister Bear, instead of a dime, just give her... is it also a dime?
Give her all the money up front.
Yeah, the idea is give her the money up front so it rings in her pocket so she will be reminded of her bad habit.
And then if she breaks the social compact, she loses money.
She loses the money.
Yep.
So it's the idea that there's something there to remind you.
Right. It's always something there to remind me.
I knew you were going to say that.
I wasn't going to sing it, though.
Yeah.
It was close.
It was on our mind.
So she gets all this cash.
Yeah, and she gets like 10 pennies, so it really jingles.
Yeah. Oh, is it pennies? I thought it was...
That's why I stopped and asked if she got a bunch of...
Oh, right.
But she does.
She was going to get a dime at the end of the week.
Now she gets 10 pennies.
Now she gets 10 pennies. Unless she was getting 10 dimes.
It's like a penny for each finger, if you think about it.
A penny a finger.
Yeah.
That's all that you're worth.
And then because they're in her pocket, they're always reminding her not to bite her nails.
And it works more or less. She sometimes slips up.
But it
does say that, like, you know... It's hard to break a bad habit. It's hard to break a habit.
And then in this next illustration, it looks like she's up to her mind tricks again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And she's just like, she's trying to levitate each individual penny, but.
She doesn't need to anymore because she has her hands back.
It's true. Do you think maybe she lost her mind tricks when
she got her nails back? The case. I think that, she didn't realize that the secret to her powers was ingesting fingernails.
Yeah, subtext, am I right?
And so she gets her fingernails back.
And she can do all the things.
Pick up pencils.
Tune the TV.
And scratch herself. And,
and play jacks, and she's really happy about it.
She's somehow holding like 100 jacks in one paw. Like it's just it looks like her hand is covered in ants. Way to go. He doesn't say that. Papa doesn't say that.
He says, I'm glad it's over.
And then here comes the greatest ending in the history of the Berenstain Bear books, at least up to this point.
Okay.
So Brother Bear
looks at his fingernails and says, you know, I think I might start biting my nails. I could use the money.
And then?
I certainly hope you're joking, roared Papa, because if you're not... And then Brother Bear interrupts saying, I'm joking, I'm joking. And then the narrator says...
And he was. Sort of. And I find the words sort of to be possibly the weakest thing you could end a book with. Like, it's probably the least... Like, it's... I don't know. There's something about the word sort of that's like, wow, that's like a... It's either the weakest ending or the strongest ending. Like, it's such a creative choice.
I feel like it implies a second act that needs to happen here. So like, Brother Bear figures out a way to scam his parents.
Yeah. Or, like... Like, the implication I like it because it's saying that, like, well, I mean, yeah, maybe he shouldn't have said it out loud. Mm-hmm. Like, if he had wanted to implement this plan, he probably should have just been like, I'll just start biting my fingernails or do something else. Like, if you want to get money from your parents for breaking a bad habit, first you need a bad habit.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe like,
do you know what I think Brother Bear's bad habit is?
What?
I mean, he wouldn't talk on the bus until like he like, but then at the end here, he just blurts out, you know, this what he's going to jokingly do. I think his bad habit is he's got to know the appropriate time to talk, you know?
Oh, yeah. Like, he should have talked on the bus.
Should have talked on the bus and not talked.
Keep your yams shut at home, kid. Because you've got tricks and jokes and japes that are not for your parents' ears and could make you a little bit of this. This is money.
A little bit of money. Yeah, cha-ching.
A little bit of the cash. And granted, it's, you know, 10 cents a week, I assume. Mm-hmm. It's just 10 cents a week. So,
but we don't know how far that goes in bear.
In bear country, we don't even know what a bear penny is. Those pennies look like they're made out of silver, so...
It's true.
Yeah.
So, Phil, you have a bad habit?
Do I?
You said you nibble.
Nibble my nails like crazy. I bite my fingernails all the time.
How's that affecting you? Are you in a rut?
You know, it comes and goes. I don't bite my nails like regularly. Like every once in a while, I'll forget and just then they'll grow back. And they'll sometimes grow back long. Mm-hmm. But then I'll notice them and I'll be like, ooh.
Do you bite them when you're nervous?
Oh, I always bite them when I'm nervous.
Even when people are around?
Yeah, I know I've been, like, caught out doing it. Like, stop biting your nails. Mm. That's my impression of people who have told me in the past to stop biting my nails. Stop doing that. And you're setting a bad example for the kids. That's right. My impression of someone else who's told me to stop biting my nails. And it is a bad example for the kids because I have a 5-year-old who bites her nails sometimes.
So... Are you going to try to break this habit at all, Phil?
Mine?
Yes.
No, probably not. It's gotten me this far. And I'm an old man now, and I don't understand why you want me to stop biting my nails.
I don't know. There's like etiquette, you know?
I mean, I don't like spit them out at people.
I work during the day at a day job, and there's someone a cubicle over who cuts her nails.
Oh, that's terrible.
Out of nervous habit, like almost once a day, I can hear her cutting her nails.
She cuts her nails out of nervous habit. Nails grow?
Maybe it's related to some other sort of fear.
I don't think that's possible.
I don't think it's possible either. Maybe she just picks one nail a day, but.
Just worries at it all
every
day?
Every day I hear her working on a nail.
That like...
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Like all day?
No. Just at a select time.
filing is probably a better thing to do, like with an emery board.
They say the way to beat a habit is to create a new habit.
Maybe she should bite her toenails.
I don't think that's the right way to go, Phil.
Maybe I could stop biting my fingernails and instead invest in high yielding stocks.
That might work if you keep a copy of like your stock like portfolio or receipt like near your desk at work.
I don't have any money.
So it's there to remind you. It's kind of
one of the reasons that I bite my nails is I have no money. So it's like I can't go to the movies. I'll bite my nails instead. You can pretend that each nail is a character and that me biting them is them encountering oppositions. And so it's like a movie in your hand.
Phil, I'm going to let you figure out how to break this habit.
Okay.
And you can join me on my next podcast, Phil Breaks His Habit.
I'm going to read just a couple of sentences from Mike Berenstain.
Yeah, yeah.
He says, by the way, the plot of Bad Habit is based on my older brother Leo's nail biting as a young child. The negative reinforcement system of giving him pennies and his agreeing to give one back every time he bit his nails was a system my father actually invented and used with him. He claimed it worked, at least for a while. Anyway, Leo no longer bites his nails.
It's true. Many of those positive reinforcement exercises, like with grades, like psychologically, they've studied these. And once they get rid of the reward, they're no longer people.
Right.
No longer effective.
Yeah.
So I kind of question having a very small, having studied psychology very slightly. I questioned kind of the tactic here.
Yeah.
When I read the book.
Like once the money goes away.
Yeah.
What if they just keep giving her money? It's only 10 cents a week.
For the rest of her life, like she's in her 40s and they're mailing her
yeah.
10 dimes.
Maybe if you gave me 10 cents a week.
Okay.
I would stop biting my nails.
Would you make sure it jingled in your pocket all the time?
Oh, I can jingle it in my pocket. I'll jingle it like crazy. I'll jingle it right now.
All right. We should try that.
And then report back.
You can report back to me.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I'll go to the bank and get 10 pennies.
I'll be back first. Yeah, I don't know where you even get that kind of money. I may have the money, but that wouldn't make any sense, like, because then I just put it back in my bank. So what did you think about this book? Did you like this book?
Oh, well, like I said, I felt like the tactic might have been a little shaky in taking care of. But I'm glad that it addressed that habits are both positive and negative. It felt like the book was more of a vehicle of kind of telling the story about how they took care of the kid. Like, it was more for the parent than the kid. Because I think if it were more geared towards the kid, they would talk about the reason why she had the habit, which I think is an important thing to address if you're going to take care of a habit, right? Yeah. So maybe you can find out why you're nibbling on your nails and address that. Positively reinforce, like, be self-aware that you're nervous and kind of learn how to, like, maybe take deep breaths and break through that.
You're right. It's treating the symptom and not addressing the fact that sister's stressing out about school.
Exactly.
Like, it's taking that as a given. Like, well, you're going to be nervous. You're going to be stressed out about
school. Because everyone else in class was stressed out, so you should be.
Yeah, and I see that. Yeah, like, it's not actually addressing the fact that sister's super stressed out about something. Mm-hmm. Like, what if there's something wrong at school? Like, what if there's a reason she doesn't like going to school?
Right, what if there's a bully?
Mm-hmm. Oh, we'll get to that.
Mm-hmm.
The Berenstain Bears and the Bully. I can't wait for that one.
Mm-hmm.
I can't promise you that one.
Oh, no. You don't have to promise me anything, Phil.
But I can't.
It's a pleasure to be back for the second time.
It's a pleasure to have you back.
For the first time. Back for the first time.
Back for the first time.
Yeah.
In for the second.
Thank you.
I enjoy this book well enough. It does say nibble down to nubbins, which is an awesome.
It says nibble a lot.
It says nibble.
And I'll tell you what else, Phil. On my drive over, I passed a national. Ladies and gentlemen, Phil Gonzalez just started to nibble on his nails right in front of my face. So I just wanted to make a point. And then he stopped like I had caught him. So, I might go get some pennies. Or maybe we're just going to need to talk a little bit off mic about what this is about.
So wait, so you passed a nibbling billboard. What was it?
Yeah, I passed a sign in front of a national fast food chain that's advertising their new sandwich called Nibblers.
Nibblers. That's disgusting now.
It is, but it was right before I turned to get to your house, Phil, and I was like, this word is haunting me.
So, Mark, what do you have coming up?
Thanks for asking, Phil. I will be in the Minnesota Fringe Festival at the beginning of August at the Phoenix Theater. A show called The Chair Builders.
Yeah, that you and...
me and Gemma Irish wrote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm very excited about this.
Thanks.
Singing?
Singing, writing, acting. Yeah.
Yeah. So all of the listeners, if you're local and you're listening to this before the end of the Fringe Festival, go to it. Go see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this has been a real pleasure.
It has been a pleasure to have you. For everyone listening, I am Phil Gonzalez. This is Even Bear Country. If you want to find us online, you can find us at berenstainbearcast.wordpress.com. We're still there. You can find us on Twitter at bstainbearcast. You can find you can write to us at berenstainbearcast@gmail.com, or you can go to iTunes. Please go to iTunes. We would love to have you rate and review the show. We've got a few there. Well, here's the theme song. I actually turned it on. Did you hear that? And I'm trying new things with my recording, and so we will see you next time. Whoa, we just did that. Deep in bear country. No. Mark, would you eat Mac and Cheetos?
No, I'd be concerned about the amount of sodium in that
That's
product.
True. Yeah. Even if you didn't have to worry about sodium, would you eat Mac and Cheetos?
I would give it one bite.
Okay. I think I'm going to try Mac and Cheetos. I think I'm going to try it as soon as I can. It goes on
Maybe
sale on Monday.
When you stop chewing on your nails, you can get some, you can reward yourself.
What if they're not there anymore?
Maybe you should keep 10 in your pocket. And the smell can remind you to stop nibbling your nails.
I washed my pants with the mac and Cheetos in it again. Now all the clothes are orange and zesty.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's a plan.